The Lord has revealed his saving power to all the nations. The response to the psalm, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, perhaps this gospel and these readings today might be the most appropriate at this particular time in our lives. With all that is going on in our own country, in the world, the anxieties, the uncertainties, the difficulties there, one wonders, is there a God? And the answer is definitely yes, there is a God, I believe. And I think today's gospel, and even in the second reading, will give us some kind of a know-how, how to manage our lives when things do not go right. There's a story told about a American Polish Jesuit who at the end of the World War II was imprisoned by the communists, by Russia, because they caught him spying, or they thought he was spying. And he was in jail, in a small cubicle, for about 10 years, and then he was deported to the cold of Siberia for the next 8 years. And when he was released, people began coming to him and asking him, what is or what was the secret that helped you? Were there any times that you felt you wanted to kill yourself? You were depressed, you were despondent? And the answer from him was no. And I said, why? He said, because I had faith in Jesus. Now, even in our own time, at this moment of time, in this world, in Hong Kong, we have this Cardinal Zen. He's over 90 years old, and he's in jail. And ever so often, you see, the hearings come up, it's always postponed. And someone interviewed him, a priest interviewed him, in his infirmity, and he said, I have Jesus with me. I have faith in Jesus. I am not alone. My dear brothers and sisters, for me personally, they are very encouraging words, and I share them with you. The faith is just not the rudimentary things that you and I learned in catechism class. It's just not, it is. Don't get me wrong, it is the basics, yes, we need that. The Ten Commandments, the Beatitudes there, you see, you know. We need that. We need the rosary, you see. These are all means to increasing our faith, because always there is God and His Son, Jesus Christ. We have the Mass, the celebration of the Mass. Why? Because of Mary. She had faith in the coming of the Messiah. When she was asked there, but how can this be? And the angel Gabriel announced to her and said, what is to be born of you is through the Holy Spirit. There again, my dear brothers and sisters, it's very, very timely. We've seen over TV, we've seen our family, our friends in Florida there, you know, wiped away by the hurricane, winds of 150, 130 miles an hour. The Bishop of Naples almost was killed, but he got saved. Yeah. Again, I mention that because that's the Holy Spirit also. The Holy Spirit is like a breeze. He's constantly there, just like the air that we breathe there. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot say Abba, Father. And so the Holy Spirit plays a very important role in each and every one of our lives. Every human being redeemed by the blood of Christ there. Sometimes the power of the Holy Spirit, you see, urges us on. But as a general rule, he's just calm like a breeze, helping us to make decisions, to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit there. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, there are a couple of points I want to highlight. Number one, faith. Faith is, I believe in God, I trust in God, because He's truth itself. He will never let us down. God is our Maker, Christ is our Savior, and the Holy Spirit is our inspirer there. Perhaps, my dear brothers and sisters, there may be some of us here this evening, you know, having difficulties in our lives, struggling with faith. There's no two ways about it. And yet, you have taken time to come out to ask the Lord to increase our faith. You see, faith is the basis of life. Basis of life. There's no need to give into despair. There's no need, you know, to give into despondency. There's no need to take one's life. There's no need to be on drugs or other vices. Because Jesus is our brother. Jesus is our friend. He himself has said, I am with you always till the end of the world. So, my dear brothers and sisters, I think a good practice, at least I do that myself, is ever so often, you know, whether our faith is strong or weak or shattering there, just say, increase my faith, increase my faith. You know, my dear friends, you and I are indeed a real privileged people. You and I, we are very special people. I make the statement even to the extent of the apostles. Because the words I'm going to use are the words, not my words, but the words of Jesus. Remember the instance there, you see, when Jesus appeared to the apostles after his resurrection, and Thomas was not there. And then when he came in there, they all were so excited and said to Thomas, we have seen the Lord, we have seen the Lord. And this Thomas there said, no way, I don't believe. It's not possible. Yeah. It's a make-believe. Yeah. And then Jesus happened to come in, went right to Thomas, and said, Thomas, put your finger into my sides, there was wounded. Yeah. And then Thomas's eyes were opened. And he said, my Lord and my God. But he said that only after Jesus had said, Thomas, you have believed because you have seen. Blessed are those, we, who although have not seen, believe. A practical example I will leave with you when we have doubts. We have doubts. You know, the devil is very, very strong. Just use the words, you see, just use the words of Jesus to Thomas and the words of Thomas to us, which we always say at the consecration. Thomas, put your finger into my side. Let me touch you, Jesus, where your wounds are. I believe. And then the words of Thomas, my Lord and my God. At this Mass today, at the words of the consecration, when it becomes the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ, the chalice is raised, when the host is raised, just say, my Lord and my God. That's faith. The second point is perseverance, keeping at it, never giving up, never giving up. You see, keeping our eyes on Jesus. Again, I use the instance of Peter. when he asked the Lord, can I come and walk on the water? And Jesus raises his hands and says, come. Extended his hands rather and said, come. And as long as Peter kept his eyes focused on Christ, everything went well. But the moment he took his eyes and looked at the water, he said, Lord, I am drowning, help me. Again, when we have difficulties in our life, you see, just say, Lord, help me, I'm drowning. But on the positive side also, you know, if we have strong faith, and I'm sure all of us have strong faith, just say, thank you, Jesus, thank you, thank you. But just don't stop there. Increase, Lord, increase my faith. So keeping at it. And finally, coming back to the gospel, again, it's faith there. You know, the stranger, the outsider, the one not in the club, who was struck by the deadliest diseases. You know, I mean, the place where I grew up in India, there, in my city there, there was a place called Leper Asylum, where all the lepers were there, and they were taken care of by the good sisters, the Ursuline sisters there. Thank God it's not so much now. But they were ostracized. They were ostracized. You know, they had to hide. And here, they see Jesus. They hear Jesus. They hear about Jesus. And what do they say to themselves? They're in a group there. And the outsider also, who had leprosy, was in the group. And he said, let's take a chance. You know, won't hurt. Don't we say that all the time? Let's take a chance, you know. Won't hurt. And they go there. And as the gospel tells us there, Jesus asks them, what do you want? And says, to be healed. And again, he tested their faith. All that he said was, you know, go show yourselves to the priest. All that. And as they turned around, they immediately were healed. And that happens to us, my dear brothers and sisters. Jesus is telling us tonight, you know, go show yourselves to the priest. In other words, go to church. Go and celebrate my body and blood. Please, this is what I want. And that's what you and I are doing this evening. You know, exactly. And in that process, we have been touched and healed. And the last point, where Jesus says, weren't 10 healed? Where are the 9? That's another very important point, my dear brothers and sisters. As you and I know from our lives, you know, there are always many, you know, many takers than givers. Ungrateful. Families have stories to tell, you know, because of something happened there. Gratitude, thanksgiving is so very, very important. Not that we need a thank you. No, we don't give things or do things to be recognized. No, there's only one who recognizes, and that's what counts, Jesus. So the point, my dear brothers and sisters, is let us increase our faith by saying, Lord, increase my faith. Let us persevere, let us keep at it, and let us be grateful for the graces that the Lord gives us. I would like to end by 2 phrases. Keep the faith, spread the faith. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Will you kindly stand, please? I believe in one God.